time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone as we always do with a little bit of live music. This song is called Free. This is a song that I wrote for Love Ministries for the retreats that we take our teenagers on every year. So I want you to sit back and enjoy it.
Take a stand.
back, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all the information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. And the song that you just heard, Free, it actually is a great segue into our interview that we have, because in Love Ministries, like I said, we take our teenagers, our 13s and up, on a retreat every single year. And we've been doing this for many, many years. Since before I was even 13, we've been taking all of our teenagers on retreats, and it's just a time for them to get away from normal life and to get closer to the Lord. Well, I have the privilege of being able to write the theme song for the retreat, for the weekend. And so one year, Free was the song that I wrote, and we teach it to our students, and they get to sing it. And then my mom puts a line dance to it, and then we line dance and we sing the song all year, and it kind of takes us back to the retreat and the things that we learned for that weekend. Well, from time to time on our radio show, we like to give you kind of a behind the scenes look at Love Ministries, and just so that you can be able to keep up with the things that Love Ministries is doing in the lives of you know, students and children and teenagers and college students. So we have two of our brightest students here today on our radio show. First, I want to introduce Nadia Edwards. Hey, Nadia.
Hey.
Nadia is one of our students, and she is a senior graduating in 2020. And Nadia's been with Love Ministries since how old?
Six
years old. So I've known you since you were 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now I'm 17.
Now you're 17. Do you remember me back then?
Yes.
Was I nice? I was the best volunteer, right? But she's laughing. I was better than Sister Jones.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, she's saying yes. I'm good. Well, now we have it on tape on the radio show. I love it. My favorite thing to do, Nadia, you don't know this, my favorite thing to do is have people on the show and then get them to say that I'm better than this person or that person. Totally not true, but I love to put people on the spot. And since it's my radio show, people always agree with me. So Nadia, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you.
And then we also have Naomi Nivens. Naomi, we both have the same last name, right, Naomi?
Yes.
She's looking at me, so she's like, what does that mean? Naomi is my oldest daughter, and she is also a senior graduating next year in 2020, and she has been with Love Ministries since
birth.
Since birth, because Love Ministries was my parents created Love Ministries since before she was born. And so let me see if I can put her on the spot. So you have two parents, Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is better? Answer this right. Me. Naomi is a daddy's girl, so she can't say me. She's probably thinking daddy's the better parent. That's when dad has been her preference since birth. So that's fine. So Naomi and Nadia, thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to I would like, so I know you all very well. Naomi's my daughter. I've been knowing Nadia since she was six. I know you very well, but the first thing I'd like for you all to do is to kind of just introduce yourselves to everyone listening and let everyone know the activities and clubs that you're involved in at school. Naomi?
I'm involved in track and tennis, and I'm also involved in FCA, mm-hmm. Which is
Fellowship of Christian Athletes, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like every Friday we go and they have a pastor come preach to us, and we eat pizza. And,
you know. Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's fun. So how are you doing? How did you do this year in tennis and track?
This year in track, I made it to regionals in the 200 meter dash. And in track, I made it to regionals also in girls singles.
Okay. So, so for everyone, just to give the background for everyone to know, in tennis and in track, you kind of have, there's levels that you compete at, and if you make it, you move on. So throughout the year, you have just your regular meets in tennis and in track. And then at the end, you have a district meet, and that you compete against everyone in your district. And then if you make it there, for track, it's district and then
area. And then regionals.
And then regionals. So it's really hard to make it to regionals. And then the competition is really stiff in regionals. And then for tennis, it goes straight from district to regionals. And then again, the competition gets very, very stiff in track as well. So it was good that you, it was a blessing for you to have the opportunity to make it to regionals in both, you know, of of those areas. So, Nadia, what about you? What, give us a kind of an introduction of yourself and what are you involved in?
My name is Nadia Edwards. I play basketball, volleyball, and softball. I'm a president of our junior class, and I made it to NHS this year and last year.
All right. So, and NHS is the National Honor Society. Okay. So for people that don't know, and the NHS is largely based on you're chosen by your teachers and everything, and you're chosen largely based because of your grades. Your grades are very high. Yeah. So that's good. So I didn't know that you were the president of the junior class.
Yes.
And that's voted on by your peers, right? Yeah. So that's good. That's an honor to be, for you to be seen by your peers as someone who is trustworthy and everything, and they vote you in as a senior. That's wonderful. So I would like for you all, kind of the main reason I ask you all today, I mean, I know that you all are both very focused young ladies, and the things that you are involved in, you choose to be involved in, and you all choose not to do, you know, a bunch of things. You all are kind of very focused in your high school efforts, and I know that you're going to do, both of y'all are going to do beautifully in college, because I see how hard that you work in high school. But really, largely, what I wanted you all to do is kind of give us your perspective of Love Ministries. So the first question I'd like both of y'all to answer is just to share your experience about with Love Ministries, and what is Love Ministries provided for your life? Naomi, you want to go first?
I guess.
Since you wouldn't say that I was the best parent, I'm going to keep putting you on the spot. So at any point, if you want me to switch, if you want me to put Nadia on the spot first, you can go ahead and answer that question correctly, if you want to answer it correctly.
Okay, I'll answer this question that you just asked me.
Okay.
Love Ministries has brought me closer to God. It's also made my view on other people different. Like, I'm not a people person most of the time. Like, I don't usually like talking to strangers. But it's taught me, like, a lot of people skills and a lot of praying skills, I guess. And it's, like, taught me how to talk to God and how to listen to God and how to do what he's saying, for like what he wants me to do, and how to spread his word through what I'm doing.
That's good. Very good. I'm glad the Love Ministries has done that. Nadia, I'm going to give a little background to that, but Nadia, I want to get to your answer. What has Love Ministries provided for your life?
A lot. Okay, but like between 6 and 15, I was lost emotionally and spiritually as far as doing right in school and being respectful and going to church. That was in me back then. I just felt like I didn't need to. There was no point. Then the tree retreat 2017, I remember Mr. David Bowens was talking to us, and he asked us if God was to come right now, would we go to heaven? Yes, I raised my hand, but in my head I was thinking, well, Sister Jones tell me all the time I should respect my elders, and worship God, go to church, and I know I haven't been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So different things was running through my head. After retreat, I missed 3 days of church service, and I never disrespected no one older than me again, whether they were 16 and I was 15. It just didn't feel right. And also, the next time Mr. Bowens, also, I did this because the next time Mr. Bowens or anyone else asked me, was I going to go to heaven? Mm-hmm. I want to be positive, no regrets, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So they taught me a lot spiritually, emotionally. I started praying every day. Not perfect, but I was on it.
Yeah, that's good. So I want to say that, so both of you all, I didn't expect this. I may cry, but y'all keep going. Y'all keep talking. If I start crying, y'all just keep going on the interview without me. But because I'm so proud of you all and so proud of, you know, where you all are in your life. Love Ministries has weekly programs. So Tuesdays, the teenagers get together and meet, and there's, you know, like Bible study specifically for teenagers, 13 and up. And then Wednesdays, everybody's there from 6 years and up. And we do several different things, singing, dancing. We eat. We've got snack bags. There's, you know, games and all that kind of thing. Then we break up and we, in our different age groups, and we have class. And then the retreat that we keep talking about happens once a year, and it's for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's when we really get away, you know, and take you guys away to a retreat center, and we get you all off your phones, and you all survive every year, right? Did you survive, Naomi, this year?
Yeah.
You survived, right? We get you off your phones, And that's when we, you know, kind of take the time. And we do a lot of fun stuff. So everybody goes swimming. And what are the other fun things that we do?
Basketball tournaments and volleyball tournaments.
Yeah. And this year, what was funny is the ladies, the girls, you all, like, organized and had numbers and everything. So the ladies were choosing numbers, and they made shirts, and they put their specific numbers on the shirts, and so they were really serious about competition. Did you all win? Were y'all on the winning team?
Yes. On the basketball team.
The basketball? Okay. I know. I was watching you all. So you shot a three.
Shot multiple threes.
So Naomi shot multiple threes. So yes, they get serious about the competitions, but they're really all in fun. So all of that kind of stuff. But we do a lot of worship, and there's teaching that happens. Pastor David Bowens comes. Mm-hmm. He does a beautiful job teaching our young people, and we just give them the opportunity to make sure that their lives are set in the way that they want them, that they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So there's a lot mixed into the retreat weekend, and so I'm so glad that you all are taking in what Love Ministries is giving you and is actually bringing you closer to Christ. So that's so good. So I want to ask you this. Spiritually, how has Love Ministries helped you grow your faith? Are there some different things that you do spiritually, is just between you and the Lord, that Love Ministries has taught you? Naomi, we'll go with you first.
Spiritually, it has helped me to pray every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or to at least try to like remember to pray every day and to remember to put people first.
I want to ask you one thing about that. When you say to put people first, does it mean that you are trying to make sure that about the people that are in your circle, that you are doing things to help them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like if I see them upset or going through something, I ask them and like try to help them through
mm-hmm.
whatever they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Let me ask you this. What, because you're going into your senior year, both of you all are. So Naomi, what goals have you set for yourself for your last year of high school?
I'm going to try to get all A's for my senior year because I've been, grades are hard for me. I don't know why, but it's hard for me. Like, last year I kept getting B's and C's, some A's, but like, this year I've only had B's and a couple of A's, which was very exciting to me. So next year I'm going to try to get all A's. I want to try to make it to stay in track. Like, that's a big goal for me, to make it to state and to make it further in regionals in tennis.
Okay.
I also want to reach out to colleges or, you know, and try to get a scholarship for a track or a tennis, you know, for either sport. And, you know, use that to go into my future.
Okay. That's good. I mean, and both of you all work extremely hard. I mean, both of you all really concentrate on, I think you all concentrate both on just as much as your studies as you do, you throw your heart into your athletics, and you all are both, though, very grounded between both of them. So you aren't putting your athletics above your grades. Like, you're concentrating on both of those. So I commend you all both on doing that. But Nadia, let me ask you the same question. Spiritually, how has Love Ministries helped you to grow your faith in Jesus Christ?
A lot. Just this last retreat, I think, well, I know, I heard God talking to me, and he told me to go back there and talk to Miss LaTorla.
LaTorla Jones. She's been on the radio show before. Okay.
And I went back there, and actually she was like, she was going to come to me, but then I told her God wanted me to go back there and talk to her. She was like, really? She started crying. And it was actually something that needed to be talked about.
Yeah, so you are learning, and both of y'all have mentioned this, you all are learning to listen to the voice of God and to follow the voice of God, you know, do what the Lord is called you to do. And let me tell you, that is going to serve you, I think, the best. I think, you know, when I was in college, that's the time where you are really making your own decisions, and you're really, it's a time right before you're like completely grown, but you're, you know, pretty grown. And there's a lot of things that are offered to you, and you know, a lot of things that go on in college at that age, at that time. And so learning to discern the voice of God and say, I know this is what the Lord is saying to me, I'm going to act on it. Or I know that the Lord is saying, don't do that, so I'm going to decide to do something else. That is huge. So that warms my heart to hear both of you all say that you're learning to hear the voice of God. So Nadia, tell us, what are your plans for your senior year?
Well, this year in basketball, we made it to state, and we lost by like four, like the last 20 seconds.
4 points?
Yeah.
Just 4 points.
Just
okay.
Four. By the team we lost to the previous year.
Oh.
And I think this year, yeah, I know this year we want to ring.
Okay.
And I also want to keep straight A. Well, I had a B this year, so I want to get all A's.
Yeah.
Make everyone happy.
There you go. Make everyone happy. First person that's going to be happy is who?
Me.
Yes, you. That is wonderful. Well, Nadia, and specifically I want to say to you, because this, I feel like that this has been such a breakthrough year for you, and you've had like award after award after award after award. So I commend you on that this year. So ladies, there's more that I want to get to. I've got some more questions for you. Really, these, I want to get into your, you know, your personal thoughts and the things that your generation is going through. But let us take a break, and then we're going to come back and we'll get back to it. Is that okay, ladies? Okay, y'all, we'll be right back.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. And I have two young ladies with me that are students in Love Ministries. Nadia Edwards is a senior, going to graduate in 2020. And Naomi Nivens, who happens to be my daughter, my oldest, she's also a student in Love Ministries and also a senior graduating in 2020. And they're kind of giving us just their Love Ministries from their viewpoint, and they are putting it in their words, and I've been excited to hear what they think. So let's, I'm going to ask you this, Nadia, I'm going to ask you this first. What would you say that your generation wishes your parents and the, you know, your teachers, your youth workers, all of that, what do you wish that we knew about the things that you're facing?
Right now, like, I put a lot of effort to, like, what I want mm-hmm. in life or what I want to have in my future. Like, volleyball, I work really hard, like, mm-hmm. really hard. Like, club teams, like, I work for the money. I work for everything I get. Mm-hmm. So, I just want to know. I mean, I just want to let y'all know that I put a lot of effort behind of what I want.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good because that means that you're hardworking and you're dedicated and you don't give up easy and you push through until you achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. And I would say, well, let me ask Naomi first and then I'll finish that thought. What do you wish that we would know about your generation?
Something I wish y'all would know. Thoughts get the better of us.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like we let one person say something and like it just that's what we stick to and believe.
Hmm.
But we rely on other things to do stuff for us, you know. Like we don't go out and do it ourselves. We just expect it to come to us.
Okay.
But something tells us, you know, you're supposed to go do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let other people get in the way of you.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of thoughts get in our way
mm-hmm.
a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the messages that are given to you are very important. And so I what I hear you saying is that maybe a friend or maybe, I don't know, a peer will say something to you or maybe say something that's not uplifting, that's not kind, mm-hmm. and that'll stick into your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that does that sometimes make you make different decisions than what you would if that person hadn't said what they said to you?
Yes.
Okay. So in that situation, I want to ask you a follow-up question, both of you all. You know, your parents and your youth workers, you know, because I like that you said that you want to work hard. You want to be dedicated to what you want. Naomi, do you feel the same?
Yes.
That it's okay for you to work hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you all like more encouragement? More of the word spoken to you by your parents and by the youth workers? Would that help you combat those negative things that are said by your peers?
Well, when negative things are said to me, like, I take it a whole different way, like,
mm-hmm.
not in a bad way, but mm-hmm. also not in a good way, a way to make me prove my point or
okay.
show somebody that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. 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 That's good. So you go back to what you know about yourself
mm-hmm.
and you stick to that and you let that motivate you to maybe even prove that person wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Naomi? You're thinking.
I don't know that I'm encouraged by encouraging words, but like I'm encouraged when I see other people successful, mm-hmm. and I want to be that successful.
Okay. Yeah. So who in your life is that person for you? Like, who do you see working hard and achieving what they want, and you think, I can do that too?
Both of my parents.
Okay. Me more. I'm just playing. I'm trying to get you to say it. It's like both of my parents. Well, good. I'm glad that we're encouraging you to, that you're looking at us and you're seeing what we're doing and you're wanting to live your best life and do the best that you can do. How about for you, Nadia? Who's that person that is you see and you're like, I know I can do it because they're doing it?
I got three.
Okay.
Ms. Jones, my sister, and you.
Yeah. Thank you. Because your sister, specifically your sister, is just like, I mean, she's doing amazing. So she, again, your sister has been with us with Love Ministries since she was probably 6 years old, yeah. old enough to come to Love Ministries. And so she really has been really focused and really dedicated on sports and her grades. And she graduated
last year.
So this past year was her first year in college. This was mm-hmm. her freshman year in college. Mm-hmm. And she's still doing very well. And she is she really is trailblazing. So I'm glad that you have her. And Sister Jones and myself. And so we see how talented and wonderful the two of you all are and all of our students in Love Ministries. And we just want to give you all kind of opportunities so that you know that you can be whatever you want to be and that you can work hard at it and that you can just, you know, achieve your goals in life. I want to ask you this, Naomi, what do you feel your life is saying to the world? What message is your life giving to the world?
When I fail the first time, mm-hmm. I can get back up and do better the mm-hmm. next time. Mm-hmm. It's like freshman year in track, I made it from district to area, which was like very great for me. And then the next year, I was like, I know I'm going to make it to area. Like regionals was my focus. But then I didn't make it to area, and mm-hmm. I was very upset. And so the next year, junior year, I worked very, very hard, and I made it to regionals.
Yeah.
And it proved to people that, like, I can do better than what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't let failures get the best of me.
Yeah. That's good. That's good that you're learning that so young, too. That will carry you for the rest of your life because we are all going to have failures. I have failures. I have mess ups. I have things that I wish I could do better on. And every day is a new day, and every day is a new day to a new opportunity to do better than the last day and achieve what you really want to achieve, you know. So how about you, Nadia? What message is your life giving to the world?
To fight for what you want, okay. and live the day like it's your last day.
Mm-hmm. So what goes into that, living every day like it's your last day, for you?
Basically, living your life to the fullest. Like, mm-hmm. you get an opportunity. Like, when you gave me this opportunity, I was like, might as well. Like, who gets a chance to speak on a radio station right. out of nowhere?
Right. So both of you all can do this. Both of y'all can do this. Both of y'all need to boot me out of my chair and be the be the host. So yes, no, both of you all can do whatever it is that you feel like the Lord is calling you to do. So that's good, right? Taking opportunities that you didn't see for yourself and then taking them on by mm-hmm. storm. I asked you all to write down some things to share today, and you all did. And so you can do what both of y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. I'm excited about that. Excited about your futures. Let me ask you this, Nadia. When do you feel closest to God? Is there you know, something that you do to feel close to God, or some time of day, or in some area of your life? When do you feel closest to God?
Mostly when I'm with my family, because mm-hmm. I feel like when I see them doing bad or looking bad or looking sad, mm-hmm. I think it's my calling to address it, like what's wrong, or you know you shouldn't be doing that. That's not right. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I'm around my family, I feel like that's when I'm closest to God.
Yeah. That's good. So you've really taken on a leadership role in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wonderful. How about you, Naomi? When do you feel closest to God?
When I fell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or right before, during a track meet, right before my race, when I'm in the blocks, I hate the feeling, but I love it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm before a race, I pray, and after the race, I thank God that I'm through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, even if I fail, I'm more connected to Him than ever.
Yeah, that's good, because He's always with you. Mm-hmm. And failure, you know what? The thing about failure is, I think, probably only devastating to us. To God, He's just like, no, they're just in the middle of life. Like, get back up, keep going. No problem. You know, he doesn't take the ups and downs like we take the ups and downs in our life. So yeah, that's good. And you know what? I see the hand of God on you all at different times. Nadia, I really see the hand of God on you when you're showing leadership. So I like that you said that you're a leader in your family. You recognize that about yourself. But when you're encouraging other people and when you're leading other people, a lot of times in Love Ministries, Sister Jones, my mom, will have you get up and lead the group. And you do that very well and encourage the younger ones than yourself very well. And you are a great role model for them. And I really see that, you know, as when I see you stepping into those leadership roles, I really see just the Holy Spirit shining big in you, you know, on your life. And Naomi, I remember when you were, this was back when you were in elementary school, I think maybe Wood Elementary, and they were having the field day. Do you remember that? I can't remember if it was first or second grade. One of those. And you told me, make sure you're there when I run, because I can run really fast. And do you remember that?
Yes.
And because I tend to run late, you know. So she was like, make sure you're there to see me run, because I can really run fast. And I got there. I think I pulled up like right at the time you told me to get there. So I had to run out of my car and get over there to see you run. And honestly, I thought that I felt like you reminded me of myself when I was young and singing. And my mom really encouraged me in that, because she was like, I can see the Lord on you. I can see the Holy Spirit working through you as you're singing. And I felt the same when you were running. I thought there's just a joy and a passion on you and, you know, on your life. And you were just so light on your feet and just so happy about it. And I thought, I see the Holy Spirit on her life. So I say that to both of you all to just encourage you, and that you all really are doing very well in your life. And I know that the Love Ministries has played a part in that, but the Lord is, His hand is really on your life, and you all are going in a great direction, both of you all. Let me ask you this. Nadia, do you have any worries or fear about your future? Anything kind of worry you?
A fear of, like, because I want to get out of school, like, with a full ride, whether it's in sports or academics.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I fear, like, what if I don't make it in sports?
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't make it in academics? What I'm going to do?
Because
mm-hmm. I know my mom don't have money like that, mm-hmm. like, to pay for my whole college. So I'm like, what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But It just pushes me to work harder.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can see that on you. I can see it. You are very focused. And even, Nadia, you step out of the things that you, like, normally do very well. Didn't you get you got certified in...
Forklifting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you did. So what motivated you to do that?
Because he told us if our path is now going to college. Mm-hmm. So thinking about, like, what if I don't get a full ride, mm-hmm. then I'll just have to pursue it with something else. So
yes.
A backup plan, like if I don't make it in college with the forklifting license, it lasts 4 years. Mm-hmm. One of them lasts 4 years, and then one of them lasts 2 years. I took two classes. And then if I start working with that and stocking at different places, you get paid $14 an hour. So I'm like, might as well.
Okay, so you were giving yourself options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. I'm telling you, you're wise beyond your years. Yes, that's good. You were smart enough to say, okay, I've got some things going and I'm doing well and all of the stuff, but why not add this other thing over here if I can get it? And if I need it, I already have the certification and I can get right into it and get a job and you know, support myself. I think that's great. So, Naomi, do you have any worries or fears about your future?
Yes, basically the same thing she said. Like, I want to get a full ride scholarship for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I don't do that, like if I don't make it, then I don't know what I'm going to do. Cause I probably can't make it in with my grades that I have. So I'm like, now I got to do better in my grades and sports. And I'm worried about, like, what would I do when I go into college?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I want to play sports, but I also kind of want to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to take some acting classes while I'm in college and see where that, like, if I end up getting injured for track, what if I, you know, go into acting or mm-hmm. entertainment?
Have another thing that you're pursuing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Giving yourself options. That's good. I want to share with everyone and with you to Jeremiah 29:11-13. I know we've shared this with you all in Love Ministries before. It's Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Eternal, plans for peace, not evil, to give you a future and hope. Never forget that. At that time, you will call out for me and I will hear. You will pray and I will listen. You will look for me intently and you will find me." And so this radio show, I hope that all of the adults will play this show for the young people in their homes and the young people in their lives. And I hope that verse really speaks life to everyone that. You know, no matter what road that you're on, no matter the obstacles that you will face, and we will all face obstacles, no matter the failures that you have, everybody does things that they wish they hadn't. So, and, you know, like I said, the Lord is so gracious and so loving, and He's always working on our behalf. But we can read this verse over ourselves and to ourselves, and we can kind of build up our spirits about our worries and fears. And I want you all to know, Nadia and Naomi and any young person who hears this radio show, that parents, you know, adults, we have worries and we have fears as well. And so while we're wanting the best for you all and trying to put you all in the best the best situations to give you all options for your future, we're reading this verse, you know, to ourselves as well, because we want to make sure, we want to do our best for you. But we are just, you know, we're humans. And so we're going to make some mistakes. And so we also place our trust in the Lord. And it's so comforting for all of us to know that the Lord has plans for our future, and that it's really the Lord that is keeping us and guiding us. And so I encourage the two of you all and everyone who's listening to continue to listen to the voice of the Lord and continue to follow his direction, because he's leading you and leading us all in the right path. So let me get back to you ladies. In your opinion, what has been the best opportunity or the best thing that Love Ministries has provided for you? We kind of think back over all of these years, from birth to now, from 6 years old to now. What's been the best thing that Love Ministries has provided for you? I'm trying to see who wants to go first. Nadia, you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
The continuous retreats.
Okay.
That we have every year.
Mm-hmm. So why is that the best for you?
'Cause it's a time where I notice when I have to pull back on some things or come up on some things. Mm-hmm. Like, it reminds me, like, you're a child of God. You mm-hmm. do what he calls you to do. You follow his path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like a reboot in some ways. So it helps you to really look at yourself and look at your life and say, okay, these things I want to drop off the plate, and then I want to add these things mm-hmm. to my plate, and this will help me to be successful, and this will bring me closer mm-hmm. to Christ. Very good. I love that answer. Okay, Naomi, what has been the best opportunity that you've been given through Love Ministries?
I'm going to have to go with the retreat also.
The retreat as well?
Because it's fun when a whole bunch of people come together. And, you know, see life the way, like, you find out they see life the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going through the same things that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you do a lot of other things outside of the retreat.
Okay. So you like the kind of the camaraderie among everyone that's there at the retreat. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I don't know what that word means.
Like the, you like the, you know, talking to other people and getting to know their life and seeing what they're going through and saying, yes, I'm going through that same thing mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. That's very good. That's what camaraderie means. Naomi says, I always say things weird. And she's
you
like,
do.
What does that word mean? So both of you all, you have had the opportunity to volunteer with Love Ministries and to be able to serve and do different things through Love Ministries. And you're not only receiving the programming of Love Ministries, you're also putting back into it,
mm-hmm.
like you're also volunteering. I want you all to tell us something, one opportunity that you've had to volunteer through Love Ministries.
First I started off teaching the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then one time she told me to teach the 13 and over, and I was like, whoa.
You can do it. See, leadership. You could do it. You could do it. Naomi, really fast, what opportunity have you had to volunteer?
When we had the birthday, and me and my brother had to host it.
Yes.
It was, like, overwhelming because I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, I can't do the same thing you and Grandma do. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. But
yes.
I did.
No, you all did a great job. So you all hosted the weekly programming for that week, and you all did a great job. Well, Naomi Nivens and Nadia Edwards, thank you so much for being here and sharing your viewpoint of Love Ministries. I really appreciate both of you all, okay? Y'all are just wonderful young ladies. So everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Well, everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. I pray that you have a wonderful week.